Going deeper.
Stop me if you've heard this one. A woman woke up one day to find she had only 3 strands of hair left on her head. "I know," she said. "I'll plait it." And she smiled and went on about her day. The next day she woke up and had only 2 strands left. "Aha," she said, "a centre part." She smiled and set off. The day after that, there was only 1 strand left. "Excellent," she said, "a ponytail." And she smiled and headed out. Then she woke up to find she had no hair left. "Oh, good," she said. "I was running out of hairstyles." Optimism doesn't come naturally to many people, it seems, but it's an art we can all practice and get better at.
I can see clearly now the rain has gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
What we think and say are so important, and we don't have to rely on habit. We can actually choose to be more optimistic in our minds and out of our mouths. How important? Well, the Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. We shape our world, and especially our children's world, in the words we speak. And the Bible also says to think on what is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. And that's part of the God of peace being with you. So if it is an issue of life and death and affects my relationship with God, I'd say that's about as important as an issue can get. One great place to start is to not expect Rome to be built in a day. To change a pattern of thinking or talking that you've been stuck in for years is going to be a long-term project. So a good way to look at it is to celebrate the little victories. Rejoice in each small win you have, rather than beat yourself up when the old habits peek through. That'd be a pretty optimistic attitude to take towards learning optimism, I guess. And you'd have something to celebrate right there. Also, it can feel silly choosing not to say or even think the same things you genuinely would. But starting anything new feels odd. Does anybody get in a bike for the first time and just start pedaling off down the street? No, there's the training wheel stage first. But if we push through the strangeness and discomfort and accidents of that stage, we can get to that place where riding a bike is second nature. And anytime we want to jump on, the life of a bike rider is right there and available to us. Ditto the life of an optimist. Optimism is not about denying reality, it's about learning to see a different angle within what's going on, the upside of the reality. There is always hope, there is always something admirable and praiseworthy, but it takes optimism to be able to see it. And as you learn to be optimistic, you learn to live a whole new life. I'm Rod Allen for the Salvation Army.